Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insights on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly believe that we all uniquely possess all of the things that we're seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo episode on Waking Up with Melissa. Today I'm sharing the new lead magnet you had no idea you even needed. Here's the thing, if you've built your business online in 2020, you're probably realizing that what you did back then isn't working anymore. But inside of this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you exactly what you should be doing instead. Let's dive right in. The lead magnet you didn't know you needed, ba-dum-bum, is a newsletter. I find that right now in this market, it's so hard for people to create sales online because honestly, there were so many people that after COVID, they ran online and they started to build these businesses. And it was really easy. It was easy to create content. It was easy to put yourself out there. It was easy because there was a lot of people online. But right now, with people being so picky with where they're spending their dollar, it is so important that we go back to nurturing our ideal client. I don't know about you, but for me, having free challenges was never my thing. And if you don't know what a free challenge is, it's where you're putting yourself out there and you're potentially creating an experience for 2 days, 3 days. I've even seen challenges for 5 days. So let's say if you're a health coach, you might have a 5-day challenge on getting fit. If you're a mentor, maybe you have a 5-day challenge around raising engagement. I don't know, but for me, something about that just never attracted the ideal client that was ready to buy. And so what I did was I nurtured my audience on social. And again, going back to 2020, if you started your business then, or if you learned from somebody who started their business then, you're probably at a place right now where you're struggling in your business. And so one of the things that I've been teaching our audience right now, specifically our mastermind and our Cosmic Genius students, is how to create this lead magnet that actually converts. I'm going to break down exactly how I came to the realization that a newsletter was the new lead magnet. But I'm going to just put a pin on that real quick because I want to give this some context. Do we know that TikTok is closing? I mean, the doors are closing. And just like Vine used to be a thing. Does anybody remember Vine? But that used to be an actual app where musicians were actually on it more. It's not a thing anymore because once it closed down, all of these people either went onto YouTube or their career was over. And right now, that's what's actually happening in the landscape of social media is that things are actually changing. And one of the things that I always tell our students is to run your business like a business. And that means you need email marketing. Email marketing is still the number one place to make sales. Of course, like having word of mouth and having people refer you is amazing, but you can't build a business like that. So I'm going to break down why joining a newsletter and creating one actually creates more exclusivity. You see, when you're on social media, I don't know why, but like I feel like I'm getting attacked with all the information. Rather than when I'm joining a newsletter, I know that I'm creating a ritual. I know that I'm sitting down and I'm opening up the email and I'm ready to digest it. This is something that you don't really have an opportunity to do on social media because one, there's an algorithm. You have to play to the algorithm. And that's just something that as a business owner, you don't want to spend your time trying to figure out a platform. You should spend your most time marketing your business, attracting the right ideal clients, and actually delivering on that service. Here's what I've learned on how a newsletter actually works. There's three parts. The first part is you're attracting them from social media. I was actually doing this training and my student was like, okay, fine, I'm going to create the newsletter, but how are they going to find it? Well, if you have social media, you're going to use it on social media. You're going to potentially create a carousel, pin it to the top, use a keyword. I love ManyChats, We have Divine Dollars. Go to any of my posts right now and just comment Divine Dollars and you'll get inside of the newsletter. Or you can put it in your link in bio. If you have a website, you can put it there. Don't worry about that part. Just know that the way it works is that you're going to attract people onto that newsletter. The second thing that you're going to do is you're going to nurture them in the email process. So for us, Divine Dollars comes out every single Thursday at 8 a.m. And so it's a really long email. You'll know that if you read it, you're going to learn our tagline, which is how to be a better human so that you can be a better CEO. And at the end of the day, that's what I want our newsletter to be. I want it to be this feel good, you know, activating your money abundance. I want to teach you some of the things that are actually happening right now in this market as a new earth leader that you could be doing just like I'm doing right now in this episode. Those are the things that I share exclusively inside of this newsletter. So I would say it's 90% value, 10%. Yes, I share my podcast. I share my YouTube. I also share another lead magnet into my webinar. But for the most part, I want to keep it clean. And I want to just make sure that I'm nurturing a lot of people. What does that even mean, by the way? Like nurturing a lot of people. Nurturing people is just you're giving them a freaking F ton of value. So I have affirmations, I have stats in there. I want this to be something like a newspaper. I actually don't like the content in the newspaper, you know, because, you know, everything on the newspaper is like death and all the things that are going wrong. But I wanted to create that ritual where people are coming back religiously to sit down at 8 in the morning and read Divine Dollars. The third thing on how this newsletter works and why you should be doing this, which, by the way, I always like to explain why you should be doing it, because if you understand why, then you'll probably most likely do it, is because eventually when you are ready to sell to them, they're ready. You've warmed them up so much. You've given them so much value that when you share your offer, they're going to be more ready. I think now more than ever, the landscape is changing so freaking much. Social media is changing so much. And honestly, even if you have a business or not, like, have we not noticed, like, people just don't want to be online? Like, they really don't. Like, it's really interesting how people want to be outside. People want to travel. People want to go to retreats more. People want to be in person. I feel like people are literally wanting to spend thousands of dollars just to have these experiences. That's why if you see retreats are on the rise, like all of these in-person events, all of these things, if you're a business owner, you should be trying to weave into your business. But disclaimer, don't do it if it doesn't feel right. I feel like sometimes we get caught up in the, I should do this. Like if you really don't feel the call to run a retreat, please don't. Like, you're just not going to love it properly if you're just doing things just to do it. All right, back to this newsletter. One of the reasons why I created this newsletter was because I was in my data phase. Everything that I teach students, it's not because somebody else taught it to me and I'm regurgitating their information. I'm teaching you things that I have literally tested out in my own business. And if it works, and I can repeat the process over and over and over, then I share the results. And so I did this two times. I created two different newsletters. There were five parts. And so the first one I created was right around January. I remember it was about to be New Year's, and I created this five-part newsletter on what every new earth leader needed to know. Because back 5 months ago, I already started to feel that energy around, holy crap, like, the landscape is changing. I can feel it energetically. I saw it. Things were really shifting and moving. Either you rose to the occasion or you didn't. And I saw a lot of people scrambling. So what I did was I put my little researcher hat on and I created this five-part series. And I said to myself, what do I want? Like, if I am my best ideal client, what would I want right now in business? And I realized it wasn't to join a free challenge. Definitely not to go to a webinar where I am currently. And I really started to think about this over and over and over. And I was like, wow, I would want to read a really long, binge-worthy, almost like blog-style type of email. And so that's what we did. We hired a copywriter. I brain-dumped with her and I told her, okay, here are the five things that every single entrepreneur, as they're facing this resistance, which only means redirection, this is what they should be doing. This is how they're going to get ahead of the curve. And each point was one really long email. What happened then after the 5 days is that over 88% of the people that we sent it to in that funnel were opening it. Now, that's an astronomical number. I would say industry average for emails is 20%. You really should be aiming for 30. And 40% is a really active email list. And so when we started to see that we were getting 88%, which is like double, we knew that we were onto something. So what did we do? We did it again. And this time I had another 5-part series, but I added onto it. I wanted to test it out and I wanted to create a new 5-part email series, but this time I wanted to put videos in each email. So I really wanted to share it. By the way, this is all for free. I really wanted to share it in the context of, wow, these emails are so valuable. I would literally pay for this. This now feels like a course. And once we started to see that the open rates again increased by, we had some that were like in the 90s. It was just really incredible. It's like every single person was opening up these emails and they weren't decreasing. Each and every email was really upholding a really large, not only open rate, but the click rates were another astronomical number. Industry standard for click rate opens are about 1% to 2%. And there were some that were getting like 44%. It was, again, very astronomical, the type of results that we were seeing with these two different type of newsletters. And so, I don't know, I was going to say I did what any CEO did, but I did what Melissa does. I sat there and I just looked at the numbers. We looked at the titles. We looked at the email content. And we saw that there was this trend that people really wanted more. They wanted more than just like these quick edits of like trying to hack your mind and going viral and reading these like very short captions. What I realized was is that people were really in the mood to sit down and ingest information. I sat with this for a while. And then ultimately what happened was I birthed Divine Dollars. Now, Divine Dollars is our weekly newsletter. And one of the things that I want to bring forth here, because I want you to listen to this episode and one, get inspired to potentially start emailing your ideal clients on a weekly basis, bi-weekly basis, or a monthly basis. I'll leave that up to you. Like, you literally pick whatever it is that you want. Do something that you know is sustainable. What I will say is don't do this if you're not ready. If you're not ready to commit to your business in this way, this is a lot of energy. You're going to literally have to sit down and write these long ass emails. If you don't want to do that, then don't start this right now. You don't want to stop and go. Once you commit to doing this, you want to do this for a while. And one of the things that I really want you to focus on is the title of this newsletter. Just like it's important to have a very catchy subject line, the same way your preview line in an email is important, the title of this newsletter is important. Here's the thing. At the end of the day, if nobody opens, nobody buys. Like, if you have an email, the content within that email could be amazing. But if nobody actually clicks on that email, they don't see it. It's the same thing with your programs. You can have the best program that's going to help people do whatever it is that they want, live their best life, learn about astrology, go on the best retreat. But at the end of the day, if you have no marketing around that, nobody's going to actually go. And so the number one thing that I want you to focus on is I want you to focus on a title. For us, Divine Dollars checked off so many boxes. The word divine was really using the language that we already use within our brand. I love that it has that spiritual-esque nature. And dollars was great because I like that it has the D in the divine and the D in the dollars. And we talk about currency. We talk about money all of the time within our programs. The other thing that I want you to really look at is the tagline. And so our tagline is all about increasing your energetic capacity so that you can hold more cash flow, right? And so I want you to think about, if I were to create a newsletter, what would be really valuable for my ideal client? And now don't pick anything that just rhymes and you think it's cute. Like, actually really get really focused and think about what can resolve a problem for them. So for us, if we teach people how to constantly alchemize money, I'm a spiritual business coach. That's going to help my ideal client. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to come up with a summary. So number one is to come up with the title. Once you come up with the title, you want to come up with a tagline. The tagline is going to support that title. Then you want to come up with a summary. So for us, it's join Divine Dollars, read Divine Dollars to increase your energetic capacity to 10x your cash flow. Right then and there, you know exactly why you're signing up. That is so important. You don't want it to be a weak summary. You really want it to, again, add on to the existing tagline and the title. And then I have another little paragraph that says, join my exclusive hot take newsletter, where each week I'll be dropping juicy AF insight and value on how to grow your profitable and sustainable soul-led business. So right within that summary, I'm using a lot of our vocabulary, juicy AF. I love using that. It sounds spicy. It sounds like Melissa. Of course, I'm giving insane value. That's something that I always lead with. And I'm growing a profitable and sustainable soul-led business. Those are all words that my ideal client is really used to hearing. The third thing is I want you to create a landing page. I know this is a lot, right? And so I want you to really be open to creating this newsletter when you're at a place where you're like, okay, I really need leads. If you're in a place where you're just like, I'm not able to close enough leads, that's probably because you have a top of the funnel problem. This means you're not bringing enough people into your pipeline. You're probably just selling to them. And eventually that well becomes dry and that just becomes really hard. Nobody wants to be on the internet just like trying to sell 24/7. If you really like what you're doing, it should be a constant flow of adding new people and bringing them into your pipeline, serving your clients, getting new people. And it should be this circular thing. So the third thing that you want to do is you want an easy way for them to get onto your mailing list, because that's how you're going to start to email them. And you want to pick a specific day. And so for us, it's Thursdays at 8 a.m. For you, you pick whatever day you can keep up with. So just so you know, a landing page is a place where it speaks to the problem, it speaks to the transformation, and it speaks to what they will get. I don't know if you know this, but there is an app called Unenroll. And I actually downloaded this because I used to spend so much time in the morning opting out of things that I'm like, how am I still on this newsletter? And it just takes up so much time and so much space. And I'm sharing this with you because I want you to remember that people are being really picky. They're not only being picky with their time, their energy, their money, but they're being picky with what they're allowing inside of their world. Most people check their email every single day. Not everybody checks social media every day. So inside of what you'll get, I wrote a little blurb where I explained that inside of this newsletter, you're going to get everything that you need to know about your business in alignment with your highest calling. Again, more vocabulary on how I speak. These are all things that as somebody lands on that page, it's very, very easy. There's the title. There's the tagline. There's a little bit of what you'll get, and it really makes it an easy read and also just a no-brainer. Like, what can be a no-brainer for you? Back in the day, people used to do freebies, and one of my students when I was doing this training said, okay, so should I do a freebie? And I said to her, okay, let's say you send this person a free meditation. That's a one-time thing. Are they going to want to open up this email time and time again after you already delivered that one meditation? Probably not. And so this is why I'm telling you, like, this is the new. Like, this is the new lead magnet you had no freaking clue that you needed. Now that you have a landing page, you can create some Google ads to the landing page. You could do a commercial for the landing page. You can create a carousel for the landing page. You can create reels. Like, literally, the possibilities are endless. Especially for my astrologers. If you're an astrologer and you're already doing a monthly reading, why don't you just do that for your email? If you're somebody who already is in the field of giving out like monthly reports or forecasts for something, why don't you give a snippet to the people on social, but then get them on to your email? I just have to say this over and over again, because you know these apps come and go. You don't own their handle. So right now, Instagram could shut down and I would not even remember what is my ideal client's handle again. Like, there's no list where I have the handle. In fact, they can change their handle and then I can't even find them. But I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, I have their email. And so if all the social media apps closed right now, including YouTube, podcasts, everything. I have people's email. I can just email market them. And so it's so important that right now in this climate where things are shifting and things are changing, and yes, let's acknowledge that the landscape online is different now, you have to make a move. Now is the time. If you do not make a move, I don't know that your business is going to survive. Quickly interrupting this podcast to introduce Divine Dollars, our new newsletter on how to increase your energetic capacity to 10x your cash flow. This is my exclusive hot take newsletter where each week I'll be dropping juicy AF insight, insane value on how to grow a profitable, sustainable soul-led business. Each week I'm dropping a hot take on leading industry topics, plus a roundup of my latest YouTube and podcast episodes. Sign up to be the first to know about my upcoming offers and bonuses too. You see, in my world, energy is the new currency to align with so you can double your income and cultivate conscious coins. Get the latest drop each week by subscribing to my newsletter so you can become a better human and in turn become a better CEO. In order for you to be that entrepreneur that's innovating, you have to be willing to do things different. You have to be willing to go first. You have to see when things are changing and you have to get in the ring. Number four, email confirmation. Not only is it important for the person to put their name in their email, but it's important that they check for that first email right away as soon as they sign up. Why? Because it'll probably go to spam. And so it's so important that for us, as soon as they sign up, we let them know that they're going to get the email right away and it's automatic. And so that email confirmation welcomes them into Divine Dollar. I introduce myself. I tell them a little bit more about what to expect. And it's so beautiful because they know that they're getting exclusive content that they're opting into. And if they get that email confirmation right away, what happens is that they click and now they are at the top of your email list. Now, every single time I send the new email, they're going to be able to get it and it's not going to go to spam. Now, that's just a little strategy that I like to do with the setting up of the automation. These are things that you can do in your email campaign. So whether you have, we have Active Campaign, some people use Flowdesk, other people use MailChimp. It doesn't matter what you use. You'll be able to do this on all of them. Another thing that you want to think about if you are desiring to create a newsletter is think about the layout. Our layout is very specific. The very top is here are the divine downloads. Get it? For divine dollars. And so we recap the entire newsletter and we have bullet points and there's specific emojis that we use. We break up the lines with dollar signs. Like there's a specific flow. You know, when you see this divine dollar email, you'll know that it's ours because of the way just the layout looks. One of the other things that I want to share with you is the subject line and the preview line matter. So this is not something that just took us 10 to 15 minutes to put together. I just want to take a pause real quick. This took weeks. So just to create the title alone, I created a bunch of prompts for ChatGPT and I literally wrote word for word, if my ideal client is a BIPOC LGBTQ soulpreneur who's having trouble taking all of their ideas and putting it in one offer, who's moving through alchemizing money stories, what type of newsletter would I be able to send them that would be valuable? Create 50 subject lines, create 50 titles. These are all the ways that I first started to work with the idea of if I wanted to create a newsletter, what could it be? What would it be? And so use your resources, humans. ChatGPT is free. I don't know why enough people are not using it. It's so freaking smart. I took all of the prompts that it gave me and then I shared it with my own community. I'm inside of a mastermind and I just dropped it in to our community. I was like, hey guys, what do you guys think about all these titles? And I got the best feedback. Some people were really harsh and they were like, I don't get that. That sounds so horrible. Other people were like, half of this is good, but I'm not sure what they get. And so that was good. And that's why I put 10X your cash flow. The 10X is so important because numbers do really, really good in a tagline. And so just make sure that this is not something that you want to wing. this is something that you want to spend lots of time, because I don't know, think about it. Would you just go put out any old offer out into the internet without like really tuning into your heart and asking yourself like, wait, what do I want to create? What do I get to create? Probably not, right? And so don't do that to this. Literally treat this as an offer. Your subject line matters. Remember what I said? If the subject line sucks, then nobody's going to open. If nobody's going to open, eventually you're not going to nurture people. And what happens if you don't nurture people? You're not going to have that opportunity to market to a ready buy audience. The reason why Instagram sucks right now is because you don't know if this audience is ready. You don't know who's following you. In fact, so many people follow you without following you. Did you follow? Like, legit, how many ghost followers are following different accounts and they never press that like button? They never hit that follow button. So there's just no way to actually have any data. One of the number one things that I see so often in entrepreneurs is that they don't trust themselves. So they don't trust their business. And it's really hard to show up in a relationship where nobody's trusting each other. Your business doesn't trust you and you don't trust your business and you are your business. And so one of the ways that you cultivate that trust within your business is by becoming reliable, by becoming dependable, by becoming the person that actually shows up, by becoming the person that may slow down so that you can work on some of these things and you can actually nurture a specific population. And you're collecting data. You see, when I open my email, I know how many people opened that email. I know if it went to spam. I know if it bounced. I know if somebody unsubscribed. I ask them why they unsubscribe. These are all things that are so needed. On social media, if somebody unfollows you, there is no button that says, why did you unfollow this person? You don't know. And you can't collect data. And when you can't collect data, that's really hard for you to make decisions. One of the things that I want you to start to think about if you are desiring to create this newsletter is I want you to think about the structure, right? For us, not only do we have the dollar signs that separate it, we also have these little boxes around each section, and that really helps the reader move through the email. Can you imagine that freaking long-ass email? That's going to be so tiring for somebody to just keep scrolling. You want to make it easy on the eyes. So numbers, bullet points, putting things in bold, using and playing around with the fonts, those are all things that are going to help that design. Now, here are just a couple of facts. The best days to send emails are traditionally Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Hence why, again, Divine Dollars comes out every Thursday at 8. Go to my Instagram, I am Melissa Ruiz, and just type in the word Divine Dollars. Either DM it to me or comment, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to leave you with this, guys. Here are a few just like email do's and email don'ts. If you've never nurtured your email, please do it as soon as you can, especially if you want to be an actual business owner. If you want to be an influencer, that's fine. Show your lifestyle on social. It's all good. But if you want to run your business like a real business, if you want to make sure that you're bringing in predictable income, if you want to create a profitable and, can I say, sustainable, nothing is sustainable if you're just like wishing on a star or waiting for money to come in. Like, that is literally the recipe for a nervous breakdown. Email dues. Share exclusive content. If you're going to share the same information you do everywhere else on your emails, these people are going to know. Like, don't recycle content from Instagram. Like, please make it actually valuable. All right. Do make sure that they have an easy way to unsubscribe. I don't know. I actually was cleaning out my emails the other day and I could not find the unsubscribe button. And I just got so annoyed. I'm like, oh my God, why can I not find this button? And so just make it easy for them to unsubscribe. Make sure that you're not sending people like spammy clickbait subject lines. I don't know, but I literally despise when I get an email that says RE with a semicolon. I'm like, I've never emailed you. Why are you emailing me an email as if I emailed you? Like, that's so spammy to me. Please don't do that, especially if you're in my community. Don't do that. I just feel like sales is part of trust. It's part of building trust. The minute you break that trust with your ideal client, they're not going to buy from you because people don't buy from people they don't trust. And so Just make sure that you are delivering on what you're saying. Don't make it salesy, but also don't forget about the sale. You're a business owner. So if you're creating a newsletter and you want to share with them that you're opening up the doors to one of your programs, please do. Like, that's important. And that's why you're creating those newsletters. Just lead with your heart and create ritual. Again, this goes back to like, this is not something you want to wing. This is something that everybody on our team knows. We are sending this newsletter no matter what, every single Thursday at 8 a.m. And that has to be just something that's a non-negotiable. And just make sure that you make this valuable. Humans, I love recording this podcast for you guys. I'm super excited that we're here in this place. We've already recorded so many freaking episodes in this beautiful studio. I would love to hear a little bit more about your feedback. If you've ever gotten any value from this podcast, take a screenshot, tag me on social, tell me your biggest takeaways. I would love to hear from you. Leave us a review if you're listening on Spotify, on Apple, whatever streaming platform you're on. This episode comes out every single week. Go with peace. Go with God. See you soon.
Breathe.